Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome. It's time for KER Politics, opening the show with Dr. John Huber from Texas. John is going to be a regular guest on the program every week, by the way, from now on. Got to get somebody to introduce and to discuss with some intelligence, some acumen about some of the crazy things that are going on with people's psyche in this particular country. And John has agreed to come on every week and talk about issues. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing amazing. Thanks for having me out.
How's everything down in Texas?
Well, the weather's nice. It's not too hot, not too cool. And, we're just trucking right along here. It's a good thing, you know?
Hey, Jim, one question, John. Are you in Austin? Yes, you are, aren't you?
Yes.
I didn't realize that my favorite football coach in the country, Steve Sarkisian, is coaching your football team right now, and I guess he's having quite a bit of success.
He is this year. He's rocking and rolling, and I know lots of my friends and family are quite ecstatic about that.
Well, he's a really good guy. He did a great job with the Washington Huskies, and they let him go because of his drinking, and he solved his drinking problem, and now you guys are the winner because Sark is doing a great job. He's one of the best football coaches out there, as you are one of the best clinical psychologists out there. John, I want to ask you a question. We've talked about anger before on this particular show. I am getting a huge amount of anger, I would have to say volatile anger, directed towards me because I haven't come out and stated the fact that various vaccines out there, et cetera, are actually very, very detrimental to people. Whether or not you subject yourself to a vaccine is purely and simply your choice. I don't think it should be mandated by the government. I mean, if this masking up is such a great idea, why not rather than just mandate vaccinations and our labor force up, why not just, sorry to use that word I just left out, why not just have everybody who is in the area of being, I would have to say, like I am, aged, what have you, those of us who are very, very in a negative category when it comes to getting this particular disease, why not just have those people in a high-risk category wear masks? Why not do that as opposed to mandating, which is causing nothing but trouble in the labor force? You got an opinion, John?
Absolutely, and you know, besides the fact that I've had access and privileges at medical hospitals as a psychologist, you know, I know that in this country, we've always had this, that you as an individual have the right to proceed with medical treatment. And the important part of this is, you know, it's the patient's choice as long as they're cognitively able to understand what we call informed consent. And then it's the doctor's responsibility, or the physician, you know, the physician's assistant or whoever's asking them about this, to provide informed consent. In fact, you know, I do ketamine assisted psychotherapy, and we go over informed consent in my brick and mortar facilities with each one of the patients before each treatment to go over side effects and possible outcomes and things like that. And I even do it as a psychologist using my IQ test. You know, what are the possible outcomes? What are the side effects? What are the negative consequences of taking an IQ test versus the positive? And that's where I think most doctors are kind of stuck right now. You know, we're being told to go and push the vaccine, yet I can't give informed consent because they haven't published that data that tells me the base rates for different side effects, and we still don't have that. But in general, I still believe we as individuals have to weigh the possible outcomes. If you know, you're over the age of what, 60, if you're 100 pounds more overweight, you know, what we call morbid obesity, if you have any kind of disorder, some as commonplace as diabetes that affect your immune system, you really seriously need to look at taking that vaccine. But other than that, you know, it's a tough call for each individual. You know, maybe you have people in your family who have those disorders and those issues that affect their immune system. You need to really consider whether you should take that or not. And it's an individual responsibility. And the mandates, you know, they minimize, they drop our constitutional rights. And once they start chipping away at those constitutional rights, you don't know which one's next. And we have to be vigilant.
And that scares the daylights out of me, John. It seems to me that the government really doesn't need to get involved here. People in a high-risk category like myself can simply wear a mask all the time, and that would, I think, solve the entire problem. And that's why I think the government is probably coming in here and attempting to take more control over our society. I mean, if masking up is the answer and government claims it is the answer, then high-risk people like me ought to just mask up if we choose to not vaccinate. Pretty simple, John. Why is the government trying to come in here and tell us what to do without just letting people make their own decisions to mask up or not mask up?
You know, I can't read their minds, but I do know a few things. When you start making people cover their nose and mouth, they start losing their sense of identity, and they start beginning to stop standing up for themselves. They start becoming more of, oh, okay, I'll just comply. And I'll just acquiesce. And that's a bad thing. I mean, and I really like what I'm seeing happening in the airline industry. You know, Southwest had these huge, like thousands of flights a day being canceled because the employees were saying, you're going to force me to take a vaccine. Well, I'm taking all my sick leave now, and then I just won't be here after the deadline is there. And it started shutting things down. And, you know, some of the other airlines started having issues like that. But you know what's funny? Delta didn't have any of those issues. They said they weren't going to force the mandate on anybody, and their flights kept going even though the weather was bad for everybody. So, you know, and it's interesting now Southwest has stood up and said, you know, my employees are right. You know, we need to look at the cost versus the reward in this situation. And, you know, if they can't fly 1,000 flights a day, you know, the costs are extremely high for them, and they're doing the right thing. And I think if people are really that concerned about it, they need to stand up and be that vocal minority or majority or whatever it is, because we really don't know, because we only get one side of the picture, and Zuckerberg has admitted that. So, you know, we have to be responsible for ourselves, and that's where I think we need to not be mad at people who decide to get the shot, or not be mad at people who decide not to get the shot. It's a personal responsibility. If you have issues, wear the mask, but it needs to be the right mask. Don't just put a piece of cloth over your face. You need the N95 or better, and you need to make sure that you are actually protecting yourself. And don't forget good old-fashioned hand washing and just general hygiene all the way around. And then, you know, stay a good safe distance away. You know, I don't like the 6-foot mandate because it's not based on any science. And, you know, that's another thing that bothers me. Science is meant to be debated and discussed. And, you know, the left and our administration now is follow the science. Well, every time we talk about the science, they say, oh, there's no room for discussion. Well, then it's not science.
Then you know, very definitely not science. Johnny, we're almost out of time here. You're going to be back on next week and every week thereafter that. I have to say that the government mandate, I think, is doing nothing but messing up this country. And I think if the masks are so effective, just say if you are concerned, take your God-given right, freedom of action, and simply mask up. Thanks, Johnny.